In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of heaven and earth, Saint Joseph, Saint James in the Marsh, Saint Catherine Labouré, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There's so many things that could be commented on today. We have today, of course, Thanksgiving Day, which for any good Catholic should recognize that every day is Thanksgiving because we celebrate the Eucharist, which means Thanksgiving. And that should always be part and parcel of our daily life of faith, is to thank God for all the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us, particularly and especially through his Son, Jesus Christ. And today, of course, is the feast day of St. James of the Marsh, a famous Franciscan preacher, missionary, and St. Catherine Labouré, the recipient of the Miraculous Medal, who we celebrated yesterday, the Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. And I wanted to share with you, because I think this is something that, from St. James, which is part and parcel of all these different things, you might say, that ties them all together. Thanksgiving, St. James, St. Catherine Labouré, even the first reading, you know, with King Darius and recognizing a pagan, recognizing God's presence and recognizing the true God, even though he was a pagan and didn't have all the graces that the Jews had, he recognized that Daniel's God was the true God. And he praised God for that. And in many ways, he was open to the truth. But St. James, in the reading from the saints today, because he was a great preacher of the Word of God, he saw the importance of the preaching of the church. And we know that our Lord said in the Gospels that faith comes through hearing. And what is the heard but the Word of God? Some people say that preaching is kind of a quasi-eighth sacrament of the church, you might say. I would say that it is at least a sacramental, that the preaching of the Word of God, especially done at Mass, is a sacramental, because when it's the Word of God that is being preached, the teaching of the church, sacred scripture, that it is a sacramental because it disposes us to receive grace. It should help dispose us to be open to receive the grace that God wants to give to us. And since our Lord says that it is only through the preaching and the hearing of the Word of God that faith is received, it would seem to be very much a part and parcel of how God gives grace to men. But St. James says this, and I think it's important that we meditate on this. He says, "Beloved and most holy Word of God, you enlighten the hearts of the faithful, you satisfy the hungry, console the afflicted, you make the souls of all productive of good, and cause all virtues to blossom. You snatch souls from the devil's jaw, you make the wretched holy, and men of earth citizens of heaven." When is the Holy Spirit received? During the preaching of the Word of God. When do you deplore sins? When have you forgiven an injury? During the preaching of God's Word. When have you put aside ill will? During the preaching of the Word of God. When do you acquire patience, and when have you found a soul that was lost? During the preaching of God's Word. When have you come to know God? During the preaching of God's Word. When do men steeped in vice become good? During the preaching of God's Word. When our countless misdeeds, homicides, fornication, betrayals, hatreds, and the like put aside during the preaching of the Word of God, what keeps people in the faith? The preaching of God's Word. Because those who do not listen to the Word of God are like wild animals. What destroys errors and heresies? Preaching the Word of God. What converted the world? Preaching the Word of God. What did Christ command his apostles to do? To preach. What plants grace and virtues in souls? Preaching the Word of God, because it is not you who speak. And the Word of God, I would say, is very much attached to why we celebrate St. James of the March, or St. Catherine Labouré, or any saint, and that the Word of God is attached very much and essentially to the will of God. How does God make known his will to us and for us? By his word. You might say you could take all that St. James said and replace that with the will of God. When do people come to faith? By the preaching of God's will. You know, when they hear God's word, they hear what God wants for them and intends for them. And to the degree that we do God's will, whether it be a St. James of the March or St. Catherine Labouré, two very different types of saints. One, you know, an active and zealous preacher, a priest. The other, a simple religious sister who all she did was care for elderly men in a home for the aged in her day, and cooked and did laundry and did simple tasks, but was a great mystic who was able to receive a visit from the Blessed Virgin Mary. But both of these souls, and anybody who wants to become a saint, the key is to do the will of God. And for us to be able to do the will of God, as St. James would say, how do we know the will of God? It's through the preaching of the Word of God. And so today, as we reflect on, you know, Thanksgiving for all the things that, you know, we are thankful for, we must thank God that he loves us enough to put us on this earth and has made us for one thing. One thing, you might say, above all others, is to do his will. God has created us to be united with him. And the only way we're truly united with him is if to the degree that we do his will. And we all know that the essence of the spiritual life in its highest purpose, you know, why we pray, why we do penance, why we come to Mass, why we receive the sacraments, is all to help us to do the will of God. Because it's in the will of God that is our sanctification. And the mystical marriage, that is the highest of, you might say the terminal point of all the things that we do in the interior life, is really the mystical marriage, is the uniting of our will to God's will, so that for all purposes we only have one will, to do the will of God. And so we should be thankful to God that he has manifested to us, he does every day his will. And it's key and essential to the prayer that he taught his disciples, you know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. To the degree that we do his will, then we will truly be happy, and we can have a happy Thanksgiving because we are doing the will of God. One of the things that is the will of God is that we give him thanks, that we thank him. Not because God deserves it, I mean, that he wants it. He deserves it. But not because he needs it, because he's lacking if we don't thank him. We need to thank God, because we are creatures who need to recognize the Creator and all that he has blessed us with. If we don't thank God, and we're not a thankful person, then we're probably very proud, like the devil, who was created by God, you know, to be the highest of the angels, was given a very special place in God's plan. But because of his pride, not willing to recognize that he was created and that God is above all things, refuse to acknowledge and to accept God's will. Thou, non serviam, I will not serve. So we today have to ask ourselves, are we doing the will of God? Are we truly striving to know the will of God in our life every day? It's really important if we start the day out and have not yet discerned that or are not at least open. We have to at least be open to God's will. Say that maybe all that I have planned today, some of it may not be what God wants me to do. And he may manifest in a very clear way, by not permitting some things to happen and by allowing other things to happen, that, he manifests to us his will in very clear terms. And to the degree that we are united in prayer and that we seek to know his will, we'll be able to recognize even in those unexpected events are in those things that we would not necessarily recognize as being God's will, we would have the faith to see God's hand in it. Even in those things which are bad, that the evil that is allowed to happen or the bad things that happen are also permitted by God as well. For our sanctification, for our growth in holiness, for an opportunity for us to exercise virtue. Daniel, in the first reading, was persecuted. In many ways, it sounds just like Christ. People were watching for an opportunity to turn him over. And so these people knew that Daniel was a man of God, that he was worshiping the true God in private, because he wanted to acknowledge the true God. He wasn't going to do anything to deny the true God. And so like the men who turned our Lord over to Pilate, they turned him over, Daniel, to King Darius. And King Darius recognized he had made a law, but yet he was torn between the law that he had made and his love and respect for Daniel. So he eventually gave in, but was reluctant to do so. But in the case of King Darius, maybe because he was truly a man who had an openness to the truth, whereas we can see that Pontius Pilate did not, that even as a pagan, he was at least open to the truth. God rewarded him by sparing Daniel as well from being devoured by the lions. So that we can also, recognize that God permits things to happen to us at times, which if we were not people of faith, we could become quite, we could despair, or we could become enemies of God instead of recognizing that he allows all these things to happen for a greater purpose. Today we live in a world which is quite opposed to our Christian faith, is opposed to Catholicism. That's not that we should become, woe me, but rather it's an opportunity for us to witness to the truth. And as we heard in, the book of Apocalypse, where our Lord relates to St. John, who are these all dressed in white robes? He says, these are those who have testified, who have given testimony, who have shed their blood for the Lamb of God, that they have had the faith and were willing to do God's will to the utmost, even to the point where they would be required, because only God can require for us to lay down our lives for him. So today, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, as we celebrate these saints, each and every one of us, this our own sanctity, to the degree that we do God's will, then someday, maybe, even if they don't acknowledge us on the altar as a saint, at least at the end of the world, those who have done the will of God, who have heard the word of God and fulfilled it, as our Lord said, when that woman praised him for his mother, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you," what did he say? He said, "Far better is those who heard the word of God and kept it." Who heard the word of God and fulfilled it, who did the will of God. Let us pray that we'll truly be hearing that same kind of praise for us at the end of our lives, that we have heard the word of God and done the will of God, and that to be able to thank him for that opportunity every day, that we are given the opportunity to do his will. For it is truly a gift from God that we are able to do that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.